One of the main and first things we identify is that in Curaçao it's not so much a problem with the laws or the legal frameworks, because I think has been a good effort in the last years to improve and strengthen the legal framework that supports integrity, but it's much more about putting into practice, no? It's the enforcement and the actual practice of these laws. So I think the attention should be focused on that. Of course, you can always strengthen and improve some of the laws, but really it's more about taking them into practice, into enforcing them. I think one of the other very key findings is that there's a lot of mistrust from citizens to institutions, to politicians, to the public sector. And I think the perfect antidote to go against that is actually to promote more transparency. And what do we mean with this? More information should be available. People should know how decisions are taken, how different people get appointed to positions, how the budget is being spent. So it's a lot about saying, well, if actually there's nothing to hide, let's don't hide it. Let's just make it open and transparent.
Those institutions you researched, they probably are aware of it. Do they agree with that kind of conclusion?
Well, I think up to a great extent, yes, no? I mean, we're not talking in this study about actual corruption happening, no? The study is much more about what are those vulnerable spots in the institutions, in the political system, in the way the parliament, the executive, the judiciary, and all the institutions interact. So it's much more about saying, you know, we can prevent corruption from happening if we are more open with the information, if we actually put into practice.
Should we worry about your findings then?
Well, that's an excellent question, because I think definitely it has to be taken very seriously, because you cannot be expecting for a selective, let's say, application of certain laws and rules. No, it shouldn't depend on the goodwill of a person. It has to be a whole system and a whole society that demands transparency, accountability, participation. I think we can be worried if we don't have this critical mass of people believing that fighting corruption is essential. I think that's one of the key messages. No, we need to be much more involved and not just hoping that nothing goes wrong.
But that's also maybe the Achilles heel, as we say in Dutch, for your recommendation. Because is there a sense of fighting against corruption among the community in Curaçao? Did you find something about that?
I think that just the fact that Transparency International was invited to put an eye on how the system is working in the country is already a strong message that corruption is something that matters. No,
I ask you this question particularly because, as you know, we have 28 radio stations, we have 9 or 12 newspapers, we have 3 television, even more behind the decoder. Yet in the press conference you just gave, I count only 3, 4, or 5 media organizations which were interested in listening to your story. Isn't that a sign that the force you describe is needed to go ahead with the fight against corruption, that battle has still to be won?
Yeah, absolutely, no, and of course I'm not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not wishing this to happen in Curaçao or anywhere else, no. But in some countries, there are some situations that actually trigger that interest of the broader population in the issue of corruption. I can name you to be more concrete. About 3 or 4 years ago in Mexico, for example, in a municipality, there was a fire where next to a kindergarten, so there were a lot of small children, and many of them died. And then the investigation has shown that there was corruption involved, because the security measures of the school were not in place. The license to run the school was granted to some people linked to the mayor of that municipality. So corruption was all around it. And I think that woke up the interest of population at large. That's when you start realizing that actually corruption does matter, because it can cost life, in this case, very sadly, about 30 or 40 small children. No? So I'm not saying that needs to happen in Curaçao, but we
already had one month ago a politician was shot dead.
Yeah, and there are very strong suspicions. I mean, still the investigations are ongoing, but there's a lot of suspicions that corruption has something to do with it. So that's why I think this is a good moment to start getting more involved. I mean, we need to keep on pushing. These things don't change from one day to the other, no? But I think that even these small steps, talking more about it, the whole process of developing mm-hmm. this Transparency International study involves talking with people in the justice sector, talking with political parties, talking with the parliament. It's about making it open, mm-hmm. saying, okay, the scientific study that by doing this assessment, you can see that there are vulnerable and points and weaknesses, that it's better to work on them now to prevent corruption from flourishing. Mm-hmm.